5:30. Got to get a tip out of you, Raymond.
Go the Panthers this afternoon.
Go the Panthers. All right, I think the Panthers do win. I think the Titans win as well. Raymond?
Enjoy your Sunday, everybody.
And enjoy your sport, everybody.
To join us Monday morning, Punters Post Mortem, 9 a.m. We analyse the Group 1 Coolmore Classic. It's the last throw at the stumps for the juveniles in the Magic Night and the Pango Pango, plus the drama from the All-Star Mile in Melbourne. All that from 9 o'clock, Punters Post Mortem.
Race into autumn with two massive race days at Muswellbrook. Sunday, March 24 is Country Championships Wildcard Day. Catch all the action as horses vie for the final two spots in the Country Championships final. Then, one of the Upper Hunter's premier social events this autumn, the Muswellbrook Workers Club Muswellbrook Gold Cup on Friday, March 29. There'll be colts galore and fillies to adore. Get your tickets now at muswellbrookraceclub.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Hey, good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 1 minute past 10 for a pretty wet old Sunday. This afternoon we've got the Northern Rivers qualifier of the Country Championships at Grafton. Gary Cleese's going to find us the winners in just a moment, but first of all let's get an update on the track, and Drew Cookson's on the line. Now Drew, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
How much rain have you had, Drew?
Mate, we haven't had a lot. We've had 6 mils in total. We only had 2 mils overnight. We had 4 mils yesterday. So we're sort of happy to see a bit of sherry rain. We've had a fair bit of heat, and it's not going to affect the track at all, really.
Are you going to get more showers throughout the day?
Oh, look, they are saying a chance of a storm, but, mate, they've been saying that for a week, and we haven't looked like it. So, yeah. I'm not that worried.
So what's the track at the moment, Drew?
Good four. Mate, we snuck a heap of water into it early in the week, and with the forecast of this rain, backed it off a bit, and, yeah, we got 6 mils of rain, which is what I would have given it through the irrigation anyway, so we're spot on, mate.
And your rail today?
True position.
Good. So you should get a pretty even spread across the board then.
Yeah, Randwick of the North today, mate.
Definitely. Well, enjoy the afternoon. Good luck with the meeting. And hopefully we don't get any of those storms until after the last.
That'd be great.
Thanks very much, Drew.
Good on you.
Drew Cookson there, so a good four in the rail is in the true position. Sounds like a great afternoon ahead of us, Gary Cleese. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Yeah, look, if we do, hopefully if they do hold off those storms, and if they do hit, they hit late, really late this afternoon, because this is a terrific meeting, and not only that, it's a chance for another two horses to get to the big final on the 6th of April at Royal Randwick in New Haven Park. But track's in enormous conditions. Greg Radley just had a look at it. He hadn't seen it since July last year, and he commented on it's just full of grass, and they've done a magnificent job. So there's no real excuses here today, mate.
So Greg, straight in the car from the last at Rose Hill last night, and then driving all the way up to Grafton. He must have pulled in after midnight.
Yeah, but I just said to him, that's what we do every day, week in, week out.
It's a lot of time behind the wheel of the car, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I just said to Greg, welcome to first grade, mate.
Yeah, no, we underestimate just how many hours you do behind the wheel, that is for sure. Anyway, Gaz, well, let's run through the card. The first event gets underway at 1 o'clock. It's the Clarence Coast Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Showcase, this one for the boys, and the Class 1 over 1,200 metres. Now, the field of eight, there are no scratchings. I'll just bring up the Lotus with the tab fixed odds here. And down the page, saddlecloth number one to be worn by Weekend Kerr, which is the $1.35 favourite. Number two, Casino at Merino, is $15. There's no flux available at the moment on race one. Three, Homeland Security, is at $26. Four, Bungaree Boys, $6. Five, Honour Your Offer, $11. Six, More Than Magico, at $8. Seven, Tipsy Choice, $15. Eight House Wins at $51. So $1.35, the short-priced favourite race one, Gary, is Weekend Kerr.
He looks hard to beat, Simon. I'm 1465. I mean, he only had the three goes last prep. He was unluckily beaten by a really good mare in Amarita on debut. He went to the Gold Coast and run second, and then he came back and got the job done here, and he bolted in here, and he beat Stolen Paradise, and winners have come out of it galore. But look, we haven't seen him for 4.5 months at the races, but we have seen him at the trials. He trialled up at Deegan 12 days ago. It was a Class 2 trial. He ran 4th for 6th. He was beaten 7.4 lengths in the trial. And I can tell you now, he was never off the bridle. He was just there to just have a nice little pipe opener for first up here. And he's 1 for 1 at the track. So, he'll do me. I like the run of Full Bungary Boy. He's had 3 runs back now. He went to a strong race first up and second up. And then he took him to Ballina, Marcus Wilson. He led really easy. It was just the last little bit he was down warning over the 12.55. But just having a look at him in the yard, he had a bit of the improvement in him. He draws a lovely gate for Fred to just give him a lovely running transit. And 1,200 metres back from that 12.55 will suit him. More than Magico. 4 runs back. Look, loved his run at Walker over the Cup Carnival there behind Mozart's Work. He was beaten 1.2. I don't really think he was comfortable at the track. And then Sue Grills took him to 14.50. And he probably just didn't quite run the trip out. She brings him back here to the 1,200 metres. And I don't think he'll be far off from the gate with only 54 kilos. And he's got a couple of kilo weight drop. And 5, honour your offer. Look, he steps up a little bit in grade, but there's nothing wrong with his last 2 runs at Tamworth, where he's run 2nd and 3rd over the 1,400 metres. He's another horse who's just got to come back and trip, but his winning record's not the best, 1 out of 26. But he looks hard to beat, We Conquer. Really, his trial was good, and his form last preparation stood up. So 1, 4, 6, and 5 for me in race 1.
So 1, 4, 6, 5. The first race 2, Gaz, is the Yamba Golf Club Seafire Restaurant Showcase. This one a benchmark 58 over 1,400. And there's a field of 8, nothing scratched. With the flux here, 1 Courage Within, opened 5, is now 440. 2 West Rock, 9 to 10. 3 Written in Vain, 290 to 320, equal favourite. 4 Salad Dodger, 440 to $5. 5 Dark Image, $23. 6 Tessark, 14 to 15. 7 Kirabella, 370 into 320. And 8 Love Time, 41 into 31. So, as far as firmers go, Kirabella 370 into 320. Courage Within 5 into 440. But the equal $3.20 favourites here are Kirabella and Written in Vain.
Yeah, I'm 3, 1, 4, and 7. I'm with Written in Vain. A really good trainer, young Luke Hilton. I was talking to him the other day at Taree, and he knows how to get a horse right. And look, he walked this mare in the yard when she resumed first up at Taree, and she just wasn't quite right. She had that little bit of condition on her, but she'd improved off that. He took it to Mudgee, and she was pretty soft winning there, beating Balmain Girl. She beat her 2.3 lengths. She's third up record is outstanding. I'm probably better than anything. She's had 3 wins under her belt, and 2 of those wins have been third up, and he brings her third up here today, and she draws the gate, and she gets that little bit of claim for Molly Partridge. So, and she's a pretty versatile mare that'll pop herself up into a good position. 1 Courage Within. I want to have another look at him in the yard. I haven't seen him for a while. He's only had 1 go here for a win, but he's an absolute monster, this guy. And his win 2 runs ago at the Gold Coast, he blew him away. He had 59 kilos on his back. And when Daniel Griffin picked him up at the 200-metre mark, he just unleashed. And he went bang, and he put him away 3.5. And then he went to Eagle Farm. Well, look, it wasn't an easy race. It was a pretty hard race on a Saturday behind Sylvan. And I still don't think he was disgraced, beating 8.5 lengths, but he's back here to a 58 rating. He's back to country grade, and he draws a gate, but he's only got to do what he did at the Gold Coast 2 runs ago to be hard to beat. Poor Salad Dodger, look, he's in the mix for me. He pulled his head off first up. He just didn't settle at all, and then he blurred off that, and they took him to Taree, and he beat Good Excuse. He settled a lot better. That edge was just taken off him, and the edge will be taken off him again to just run out the 1,400 metres, but if he settles from the gate, he should get a lovely running transit from that one, Ellie. And I've got no knocks on Kirabella, the 7. She went to a hard race in a 3-year-old handicap first up at Eagle Farm, and probably things never went quite right for her at the Gold Coast when she was beaten 4.4, but Matty Dunn waxed the blinkers back on, and she is a better mare when the shades go on, and she would have stripped a lot fitter with those 2 runs under her belt. But we've written in vain. I think she draws good in that little bit of claim for Molly Partridge. 3, 1, 4, and 7 in race 2.
3, 1, 4, 7, the second. The third is the Yamba Pumps and Irrigation Showcase, a 1,700-metre class 2. Scratchings here, Gary, 1 Exorbitance and 8 Wulong She. Down the page, two Spanish Hurricane is $2.50. Three Victory in Paris, $7.50 to $8. Four on the Tweed, 10 into 8. Five Ultimate Eagle, 17 into 14. Six Glamorous Miss, 4.20. Seven Missile Attack, 13 to 17. Nine Flying Prince, $17. Money for 10 Redraw, 9.50 into 6. 11 is Fakatani, it's 41 to 34. And 12 El Casco has been 15 out to 17. So 6 to 4 for the favourite, or $2.50. We choose Spanish Hurricane. The notable firmer, a bit of money on the Tweed, 10 into 8, but the one that caught my eye, Gary, Redraw, 9.50 into 6.
Yeah, he's got a good chance from a good gate too, 2, 6, 10 and 5 for me, and I'm just with Spanish Hurricane. Look, he's running two runs ago. He ran fourth here behind Lacey Linkspack. He was beaten 0.8 of a length. That was over the mile and 10, and he hit the line hard. She went straight to the Gold Coast and blew him away. But he's win at Ballina. You don't see horses win like he did at Ballina. He was a long way off from leaving the 600-metre mark. He still didn't handle the tight corner there, and he just unleashed down the running. He beat Glen Tarrant, and we saw what Glen Tarrant done yesterday at Ballina. He won really good. This big circuit will just suit him. He has got to come back from 1905 back to 1700 metres, but he was pretty huge to win at Ballina. Six Glamorous Miss, good man from the Dunyard. He can nearly Quinella this. She's had the two runs back, and she was wide the trip first up at the Gold Coast. She had every chance at the at Ipswich the other day. She tracked into the race. She just found the winner a little bit too good, but she draws a really good gate to get a run. Redraws there is no knocks with me with him. He gets a limit weight, and he gets the one gate to get a lovely run in transit. And my big player, I don't know what price he is on tab at the moment, is five Ultimate Eagle. He's a pretty smart horse, this guy. He's had two runs back, a 14.10 and a 16.15 under his belt. But he'll strip a lot fit, and he's trained by Dwayne Smith here. He could improve a lot off that second up run. 2.6.10 and 5 in race three.
2.6.10 5 there in the third. The fourth event is the Big Shave Showcase. It's a fillies and mares class one over 1,200. Take out number 12, Issa Diva. And with a big six jackpot of $25,000, this is indeed the second leg. So One Mother to Race Her is the $4 favourite here and has been steady at that quote. Two Shin Star, $5.50, has not budged. Three Mount Heidi, $5.50 into 5. Four You Want Me Two, $23 to $26. Five Friends of Wren, $5. Six Viva La V, $14. Seven Natural Image, $7. Eight Bounce Madness, $7.50 to $8. Nine Take Time to Chill, $23. 10 Youngstown, 41 to 34. And 11 I'm on the Prowl, 23 out to 26. So an open market, no real firmers to pass on. The $4 favourite is Mother Teresa.
Yeah, I'm 3218. So I'm with this mare here, Mount Heidi, the three. I just hope she does everything right here today. She's had a tendency to just do things wrong in races, but she resumed first up and she just worked hard off the gate and she was found wanting the last little bit. And then she drew the 12 alley here behind Dane Keary, beating the lengths, and she had to work again. And she did everything right. That was the pleasing part about her down the running. She's got a tendency to want to drift off. But three gate here, the horse that finished third in the race was Hot Scene. He blew him away at Coffs Harbour the other day. So if she does everything right from the three alley here today and tracks up and leads and behaves herself down the running, she's going to be very hard to beat. Two Shin Star. She's doing a good job. The win at Ipswich was good in the maiden. Backed it up with a good second behind Barely Thinking. She did all the chasing with a tearaway leader, Barely Thinking. She opened the gap up down the back. But this little mare never shirked a task down the running one little bit. Marcus Wilson's got her at the Gold Coast. Mother to race her. Look, she resumed. She's had two trials. She wasn't off the bridle in that trial at Ballina when she trialled up behind Beach Baby. She gets a claim for Emily Atkinson. She draws the gate, and she's a pretty faultless little mare to ride, and I'd say Emily would write her a lot of work for Maddie Dunn. And I've got eight, That's Madness. She's had a couple of runs back. I loved her running her first up behind Dane Keary, and she copped a bad bump on the corner the other day and put her off stride at the Gold Coast. But she gets half a kilo over the limit, and a mare that would be a lot more fitter with the two runs under her belt. But I just hope Mount Heidi does everything right. If she does, she's going to take no end of beating. 3-2-1-8 for me in race four.
So 3-2-1-8 there in race four. Gaz, we'll take a quick break at 14 past 10 and then preview the first leg of the quaddie.
As the days get cooler, the racing action on Sky Sports Radio gets hotter. Throughout the autumn carnival, we bring you pre-race updates, interviews, analysis and the late mail. Enhance your winning chance with Sky Sports Radio.
TK Laws
from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Tab's got you covered for the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Place a fixed odds win bet on any qualifier this weekend, and if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Let Racing HQ set up your punting day.
Every morning at 10, get your New South Wales major preview from our leading form analysts. And Saturday's Paul Joyce looks at Sydney. New South Wales previews every morning at 10.
Sky Sports Radio.
The Australian Easter Yearling Sale is the number one sale for Group 1 winners in Australia. Graduates in the past season won the Golden Slipper, Caulfield Guineas and Royal Ascot's Diamond Jubilee amongst many other of the world's top races. Give yourself the best chance of success at the elite level. The Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 9 and 10 at Riverside Stables, Sydney. Catalogue out now. Go to inglis.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Yes, welcome back. We are previewing the Northern Rivers Country Championships qualifier from Grafton. And we're down to race five, which is the first leg of the Quaddy Gary Cleese. It's the Yamba Golf and Country Club Yamba Cup, which is a maiden over 1,200 metres. And the scratchings are 5 lineup girl, 16 Albert Black, 17 Shimizu and 18 Nip Quick. And with the market here, One Airedale is 26 into 19, Two Blind Love 51, Three Bus Tickets $7.50 to $8.50, Four Tis Toby 35, Six What's His Name 21, Seven Elite Label 100 to 1 to 126, Eight Elusive Valley 26, Nine Ethanol Girl 26 into 17, 10 Savilda 550 into 460. 11 is Wakata, 270 in favourite. 12 without risk is 440 to 420. 13 Flying Pretty, 15 to 16. 14 Maquina Voladora, 16 to 17. And 15 Misty View, 51 to $61. So as far as firmers go, nothing. Well, the top of Airedale's been 26 into 19. But the solid $2.70 favourite, Gary, is Wakata.
Yeah, well, I'm 3, 11, 10 and 12. I'm not going to get off him, bus ticket. I'm not going to get off him one little bitty. He hasn't had luck. He races good here. All he wants to do is get an ounce of luck, and he can get a big maiden out of the way. This is worth $19,700 the winner, but I'm just not going to get off him here today. I'm going to give him one more chance. The 11, Wakata, the big, big query, resumes from the Matt Dunn Yard, 11 months off the scene, has had two trials, had a soft trial at the Gold Coast, and I really loved her trial at that Ballina when she won. She was back off the speed, having a quiet time. She was given half a squeeze at the 200-metre mark, and she went smash and raced up to him. Then they sat up on her and let her get to the line. So she'd be ready here today. There's no doubt about that. Sills are the 10. All she needs to do is get a little bit of luck. She's a mare that can over-race a little bit, a former Victorian mare. And Greg House has had her for about five runs, but she gets a soft gate and she gets a liver Pickering. I wouldn't be surprised if she led. I'd probably be happy if she did lead, and she'd keep herself out of trouble and may take a bit of running down. And 12 without risk, she's a definite player. Number one from the Dunyard, resumes, was placed at Ipswich last preparation and was only beaten 3.9 in a soft trial 19 days ago at Doomben. But I'm still on bus ticket, and I'm not going to get off him here today. Maybe after today I will. 3, 11, 10 and 12, race 5.
So 3, 11, 10 and 12 there in race number 5. Bus ticket on top, but you might have the finger on that stop button ready to push it, Gaz.
Yeah, could be fine. Yeah, I'll give him another chance. I can't get off him, mate. Sorry.
Race 6, the Milo Sports and Leisure Yamba Showcase, Class 3 over 1,100. Take out 3, Sanglier, 4, Bachelor and 9, Skylar Zim. With this market, 1 Saxophone has been 5 to 550, 2 The Drake, 5 into 460, 5 Dexter Dutton, 9 into 7, 6 Amarita's been 270 into 230, 7 Taken On Chance, 12 into 10, 8 Lady Claire, 9 into 750, 10 Party Town, 21, 11 I'll Take Money, 41, 12 Schopenhauer, $81, M13 Just Imagine at $61. So the favourite here, which is probably best backed, Amarita Gary, 270 into 230.
She'll do, mate. 6-2-1-5. I'm just all over it. Signed. She's had five starts. She's won two. Both of those wins have been first up. She's first up here today. And honestly, they trialled her at Doom and Jimmy Byrne rode her in the trial. And you might see on the form guide, 6th to 7th in a Doom and trial. She was beaten 4 lengths, mate, and she could have won the trial easy. He just sat up on her. He gave her the quietest time you could see. She draws the one gate. She gets two gates. She gets half a kilo over the limit. And like I said, her first up record's unbelievable. So she's going to take no end of beating. To the Drake, I loved his win at Port Macquarie. Jenny Graham's got him. He did an awful lot wrong at Taree, and he had to go back and trial. But he did everything right at Port Macquarie. He just sat back and he went unleashed. And he beat Jump Elites, which is a pretty good horse. He beat him fair and square by 2.3 lengths. So 1,100 metres here. Kirk Mavison knows him really good. There's a watch on the top of here, Saxophone. Johnny Shelton's got him. He brings that Victorian form here and he draws the gate. And Adam Hieronymus is up from Sydney to ride him. There's no trials for him. But he has performed well first up in the past. So I think he's a massive watch. And 5 Dexter Dutton's done nothing wrong. He won at Moreland Bar 3 runs ago. He came back and got the job done here beating Seduction. He probably wasn't at home at Lismore on that leader's bias track there, but he just draws a little bit of a sticky gate, but he's in very good form at the moment. But all over Emerita, 6-2-1-5, race 6.
6-2-1-5 there in race 6. Over to race 7, the feature. It's the Northern Rivers Region Country Championships qualifier. Do a 10-5, take out the emergencies, and with the market, Gary, 1 Everpex is $9.50, 2 She's Choosy, $15, 3 Queen of Kingston, $8 to $7.50, 4 Kitto, $41 to $31, 5 Lawan, $34, 6 Willander, $11 to $12, 7 Tintabonas, $23 to $26, 8 Cinnamon Missile, $7.50 to $8, 9 Vacate, $41 to $31, 10 Viking Raid, $14 to $16, 11 Rackish, $34 to $41, 12 Sawtell, $51, 13 La Scopa, $1.95 to $1.90, and 14 Portuguese Tart, $34 out of $51. So Jason Collett will ride the Matthew Dunn train, La Scopa Gary, the $1.90 favourite.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of shorties get beat in these qualifiers, but look, I don't know about today. 13-3, 1-8 for me. I mean, you read your form around a sign. She went at Highway 2 runs ago under Kensington track, just soft wind, just blew them away. 5 winners have come out of it. She had a run back on the 2nd of February at Eagle Farm. She ran 5th to 15, beaten 0.6 of a length behind King Leader, and was stood up and held up at the 50-metre mark. She comes into the 10 gate. She gets the limit weight. She's a pretty, pretty good mare. Honestly, if things go right for her, she'll be hard to beat. I've got Queen of Kingston, the 3, a lovely mare, and she was huge first up. I mean, she's not a 1,005 mare. She went to an open handicap. She rattled home hard down the running. Her second up record is impeccable. 3 starts, 2 wins, 1 placing. She's 2 for 2 here at the Grafton Circuit. And she's a 3 times winner at 1,400 metres, and 2 of those wins have been second up over 1,400 metres. You'll see a pretty good mare here today. This little bottom weight will want to be on a game, but this little mare unleashes at her at the 200 metre mark. Look, I've got no knocks on Ipe Pex. He resumes. He's trialled up. The only thing that put me off, I saw him gallop a couple of weeks ago between races at Cossarvan, and I wasn't impressed with his gallop, but that just might be the horse himself. But he'd won 4 out of 5 at his last preparation. And like I said, he's resuming. And look, I've got Cinnamon Missile here, the 8. I don't know if he's quite seasoned enough to beat these guys, but he's a very, very good horse. He's a horse in 6 months' time you can definitely follow out of the race. But he might be the likely race horse that can get over the top of some of the tough nuts. But 13-3, 1-8 for me in the big one, mate.
So 13-3, 1-8 there in the qualifier. And, Gary, we'll take a look at the last of 8, which is the Blues Music on the Westlawn Showcase Handicap over 1,200 metres. It'll close the card at 5:30. Scratch 3, Hamoon Boy, 4, Malmusa, and 7, Joby Wood. And with the market on this one, 1 Hydrazine, $6.50 to 6. 2 Almas, $9 to $8.50. 5 Ferniehurst, $4.60 to $4.40. 6 Dantgar, $8 to 7. 8 Esco Gold, $12. 9 Menachie Bell, $14 into $9.50. 10 Chitel's Lies, $41. 11 San Sierra, $6.50. 12 Jets Cracker, $9 to $6. 13 Waterboy, $11 to $8. And 14 You Wait and See at 126 into 100 to 1. So Ferniehirst is the favourite at $4.40. Money for Menicky Bell, 14 into 950.
Simon, I didn't get those. Can you give me a little push? Anything for 12 Jets Cracker, mate?
Yeah, yes, Jets Cracker's been $8.50 into 6.
I'm with him, mate. 12, 2, 5, 6. I only pray that it doesn't rain. The rain holds off to the last. Oh, look, he's a good horse, this guy. He's a 4-times winner. He's a 3-times winner here at Grafton. He resumed first up. He had a heap of condition on him, and he was beaten 3 lengths in a 1,000-metre race when running fourth. He came back here in the hottest open handicap we've had run for some time, beaten 1.8 behind Tarbert. Tarbert went on to win 2 straight after that, and then he went to the Gold Coast on a real good Wednesday meeting in town, beaten 3.5. He gets the limit weight. He just loves it. He's got a 5-kilo weight drop to what he carried at the Gold Coast. And all Fred needs to do is get a bit of luck on him from the gate. He's also going to put himself into a race. And he does come into the 11 alley now. But, yeah, providing it stays dry, look, if we get some rain, I'd probably say no with him. 2 Elmas, he's a good horse. He is another good horse. He just needs luck again. He resumed first up, and he just needed that run. And that was in a General Nelson race, but a different race than what Jets Cracker went around in. But he's a smart customer, this guy, and I know they're trying to get him into the Kosciuszko during the year. 5 Ferniehirst, top mare, good gate, little claim for Molly Partridge. That'll suit her right down to the ground. And 6 Dangar, look, he could be getting back to somewhere near his best form. He was formerly trained here by Daniel Want. Daniel had a bit of a break, and the owner shipped him off to Melbourne, and he didn't like Melbourne at all, and they brought him back here, and he's just taken a few runs to come right, but he's had 4 runs back here in New South Wales, and I thought his run the other day was a lot better, and he gets the 1 alley, and he is a 3-times winner here at Grafton, so he might be getting back into some old form, but I'm with Jets Cracker, providing it stays nice and dry. 12-2. 5 and 6 for me in the last song.
So 12, 2, 5 and 6 to wrap it up. Gaz, we better get your best and run through the all-important quaddie.
I know the 3 horses I like here today. I like race 2, number 3, Written in Vain. I think she's beautifully placed from the Luke Hilton stable. Race 4, number 3, Mount Heidi. I think hopefully she's on a best behaviour, particularly down the running, and if she does that, she'll be hard to beat. And race 6, number 6, Emerita, just all over at a trial. She was never off the bridle in that trial at Doomben, and she's got a great first-up record. So race 2, number 3, Written in Vain. Race 4, number 3, Mount Heidi. And race 6, number 6, Emerita. And quaddie numbers, first leg 3, 11, 10, and 12. Second leg 6, 2, 1. Third leg 13, 3, 1. And I'm just going to play it safe in the last if we do get some rain. 12, 2, 5, and 6. So 4 in the first leg, 3 in the second leg, and the third leg, and 4 in that last leg, mate.
Thank you very much, Gary. Enjoy the afternoon. Now, you'll be up there with Priscilla?
Yep, all day. Priscilla's here, and Greg Radley will be working with us on Sky, so we'll have it all covered for a big day here at the CRJC, mate.
And Sammy Hyman's been bobbing up as well beside Priscilla at a few of those meetings, I've noticed.
He worked with Priscilla at the Sunshine Coast the other day.
Ah, that was the Sunny Coast, was it? Sunny Queensland, Coast.
Yeah. That was for the Ladies' Day, women in work.
Yeah, International Women's Day, yeah.
You've hit the nail on the head. You were all over it, and I wasn't, mate.
No, fair enough. Well, he's a part of the team up there in Queensland now, Sam, so we welcome him aboard.
For sure. He does a good job, mate.
Okay, Gaz, enjoy the afternoon.
We'll do, Simon. Thanks for the coverage, and we'll do it all, and hopefully we find some winners here, mate.
And there he is, Gary Cleese. Now, we've got the CEO of Grafton, Mr. Michael Beattie, online. Michael, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to you, Simon.
How are things shaping up for the big meeting?
Yeah, look, I've got to say, I probably couldn't be happier. We got 6 mils of rain yesterday, which I'm sure you're already aware of, and that was pretty much what we had earmarked to put on the track as far as irrigation if that rain didn't come. Whilst the forecast isn't absolutely fantastic for today, they are talking about thunderstorms, but I've lived in Grafton for most of my life, and look, I'll be surprised if we get much rain in either of those thunderstorms, Simon, simply because today is a relatively cool day for March, and we normally need that heat in the day for the thunderstorms to build up at this time of the year. So, I'm reasonably confident that we're going to get through the day pretty well unscathed. I'm not going to say we won't get a light shower, but I don't think it's going to have too much significance as far as the track's concerned, and hopefully not too much significance as far as the people coming to the meeting are concerned.
Well, it may not be the Ramorny Grafton Cup Carnival, but you should get a pretty good turnout on track for a wonderful meeting.
Yeah, look, this traditionally this meeting sort of attracts somewhere between 1,800 and 2,000 people, which puts us up with the, you know, the third and fourth day of the Grafton Carnival each year. So, yeah, no, it's a fairly significant meeting as far as we're concerned. I think it's a fantastic race this year. I don't think, whilst I know Lascaux's, you know, very tight in the market, I don't think that she's over the line by any stretch of the imagination. I think there's plenty of chances. It's a great betting race. And importantly, it's a fantastic support car. There's a lot of depth in the support races. And add to that, you know, we've got Bathurst as the